Wow, a big decision in the Supreme Court today, and some major news. There's an uproar against YouTube, and we're right in the middle of it.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, what a joy to be back with you live in studio, which means audio, which means video. So, hey, glad to be back. And Friday we were live, but we weren't on location here in studio. We were audio only. So thrilled to be back in the studio. Welcome to the broadcast. 866-348-7884. The number remains the same as always to get into the show today. All right. A little bit later in the broadcast, we're going to get into the Supreme Court decision, a major ruling today, 7-2 decision in favor of Jack Phillips' Masterpiece Cakes, the court recognizing that the Colorado State Commission that ruled against him when he declined to design a cake for a same-sex, quote, wedding, that there was anti-religious animus. Yes, so we're going to talk about that, a very important decision. But first, some other things of real interest going on. Many of you know that we put a lot of time and effort, energy, and resources into the video, Can You Be Gay and Christian? It just came out last month. Between Facebook and YouTube, it's been viewed probably over 180,000 times so far. And for the first time ever, with one of our videos, we were given funds to help us put in the best graphics we could and to advertise. We had some advertisement, not a large budget, but some money to advertise. So we promoted it on Facebook. We boosted it on Facebook to get it to more eyes. It's compassionate, it's biblically based, and it's very engaging. And then for the first time ever, we have about 1,300 videos on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. For the first time ever, we advertised on YouTube. And the goal, again, was to get more eyes to look at this. Just like if you write a book, then the publisher will advertise in different places and work to get it into bookstores and things like that. Well, in the very same way, we had some advertising funds. Again, not much, maybe a little over $1,000 or something that we put into YouTube ads, something like that, $1,000, $2,000, wasn't that much. And this was a way to get it out to more people. So if you use YouTube a lot, you'll see, for example, when you're going to a channel to watch a video, and then an ad pops up. It could be anything, and then skip this ad, you know, click to skip after 5 seconds. So that's what was going to happen. And then more people hopefully would see the video and be drawn to it, and something positive could come out of it. Well, I started to notice, because I was looking regularly to see what type of responses we were getting and things like that. I started to notice that we were getting suddenly a wave of thumbs down ratings. We were maybe like 600 positive ratings, 60 negative ratings, and now there's like 100, 150, 200, 250 negative ratings. I thought, what's going on here? And then I noticed that we start getting these comments that were being posted. Like, what in the world are you doing coming to my channel? I just went for some good gay content. I didn't ask for this. I thought, oh, it must have been advertised in some other places where people didn't agree with us. We're going to see it. Now, when we worked with Google/YouTube to set up the advertising, let me just explain how this works. You give them keywords or themes or things like that. So our primary audience was conservative Christian audience. And then we're going to deal with the subject of what does the Bible say about homosexual practice. So here are the words that my team came up with for Google. Faith, beliefs, Bible, Christian, Christianity, family, gay, God, homosexual, marriage. The last thing in our minds is that we're going to target LGBT channels. Great if folks watch, of course, or trans channels. This is the last thing in our mind. Well, then a friend of mine sends me this headline. And this is a conservative Christian activist. He sends me this headline. And it's from LGBTQ Nation, and it says, why is YouTube running anti-LGBTQ ads before videos. Whoa. And there we are featured. There's a, you know, they got like a bad screenshot of me, and then Leviticus, you shall not lie with a man as a male is with a woman. It is an abomination. And beneath that, there is a copy of someone's channel, 5 years post-op emotional comparison, FTM, transgender, female and male, transgender. How in the world did it end up there? How in the world? This is somebody's transgender channel. Someone who goes by the name of Chase now, so it's a woman who has transitioned to be a man, a female to male transgender, now by the name of Chase, okay? Here's a tweet that was sent out by someone called Jace Ahrens. Chase Ross, here's that anti-gay ad on your video. I'll reply with a screenshot that shows it's on your video. And then he says, so YouTube will push religion and anti-gay beliefs, but heaven forbid, see my pun, if a kid gets helpful information about themselves. Whoa, this was creating an uproar. In other words, you'd go to this individual's channel, Chase's channel, and Chase is talking about emotional support for transgender and so on, and here an ad comes up promoting our video. How did it end up there? I don't know. Someone just sent me a note. Maybe I can find it here. We don't have it to put up on the screen. But someone just sent me a note that they were over on our channel on Ask Dr. Brown, and before viewing Can You Be Gay and Christian, they said the advertisement for this video is a gay man talking about testing for AIDS. Oh, the irony. Yeah, I wonder if you're watching, listening, if you have access to your phone or tablet or computer, go to the Ask Dr. Brown channel on YouTube and look for Can You Be Gay and Christian. All right? Or just search for my name, Can You Be Gay and Christian, Ask Dr. Brown. And when you see the Consider This Video, if an ad comes up, if it's that ad, just grab it, freeze it, do a screenshot if you can. All right? Just stop it and do a screenshot. I would love to see that. In any case, things just start spreading wildly. Here's another story. This is, let's see, this one is Pink News. All right, pinknews.co.uk, so Pink News based in England. YouTube under fire over homophobic adverts potentially targeting LGBT YouTubers. And of course, as you go down in the article, who is featured front and center? When you scroll down, you find there we are once again with Can You Be Gay and Christian? So suddenly, our video is getting massively advertised by these gay websites and gay bloggers. Now, of course, they're ridiculing it. They're upset with it. But and again, we were never targeting their channels. We weren't trying to intrude on them or secretly get a message in. We're open and out. And here it is. Here's who we are. Here's what we believe. And have at it. All right. But the fact that it got to people that we didn't intend, I really look at the hand of God on all this, because suddenly there's all this attention and all these reports about the video. To me, that's significant. To me, that was God's way of helping to promote it, because you know, we put a little advertising money into it, but we prayed. We prayed for God to get the message out. How about this? It's quite a few websites, but I wake up this morning and I get sent this link, Forbes magazine, so Forbes.com. YouTube is currently running anti-LGBT ads on creator content. Yes, Forbes is now talking about this. And there's another video that was also involved in, so I'll tell you about that as well. And it ties in with the Alliance Defending Freedom that just had a major Supreme Court victory today. But Forbes now reporting on this. So what did some of the LGBT YouTube channels have to say? Well, Chase put out a video, and Chase was very upset with what happened. Chase is asking the question, how can anyone whatsoever possibly objected to gay people being married. He says, what is this, 1800s or 1940 or something? And Chase is baffled by the fact that YouTube would even allow us to advertise. This is what Chase had to say.
I watched the video that plays before my video, and I am appalled that YouTube would even say, yes, we'll take your money if you advertise. Yes, do that.
Yeah, so Chase is appalled and shocked that YouTube would take money. Take money for our video. How could it happen? Now, listen, I sympathize with Chase when Chase expresses being upset that our video ad played on his channel. Okay, we weren't targeting that. We didn't have the word trans in there at all. So I understand. I understand being sensitive about this. The fact, if it's accurate, that a gay guy talking about need for AIDS testing occurs before our video on our channel, then whatever. But finally felt that way. We weren't trying to invade their safe space. Okay, that was not the intent. But the idea that our video, which is the most unbigoted video you can imagine, it's fair, it's honest, it's biblical, it's loving, that he's upset, Chase, she upset that we would dare have this advertising, that YouTube would have the gall to let us advertise. Hey, don't push too hard on that, Chase, because pretty soon you want to start cutting off other people's freedoms to express things. It's going to come swinging back in ugly ways against all different sides. And then Hank Green, with a video that's going viral now, Hank expressed his outrage over what was happening on his YouTube channel. And this is what he had to say.
The other video is from a guy who is a preacher, probably something like that. He seems like a preacher guy, and he's basically saying that he has the ultimate take on what Christianity is, and that Christianity is incompatible with homosexuality, and you know this because he is right. You can tell because of his mustache.
Yeah, you can tell because of my mustache. People live in a bit of a bubble, would you say? And then another YouTube channel with a million subscribers, was it Info Overload? This is what they had to say about our video.
There's another anti-gay ad from conservative radio host Michael Brown, where his ad basically consists of 2 minutes of him ranting about how being gay is bad, while at the same time sharing quotes from the Bible.
Yep, friends, we are in the center of attention on the front lines, making Jesus known as the liberator. Yes.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us today on the Line of Fire, 866-34-TRUTH, if you want to get in the discussion. All right, so let me just paint a little bit bigger picture here of what's going on and why this is significant. All right, the Forbes article is now on a mainstream publication, not just on a gay and lesbian website or a conservative Christian website. So you're just talking about a large secular platform here, all right? Forbes. YouTube is currently running anti-LGBT ads on creator content. So by creator content, what that means is that we are creators. We have a YouTube channel. We are creating new material, all right? Chase, Hank, these others that we just cited, LGBTQ activists, advocates, allies, they are creators. They have their own channels, all right? And the issue is, if people are coming to watch my video or Hank's video or someone else's video, what kind of ads come up? Now, let's say you were going to ask Dr. Brown on YouTube, and you're going to watch one of my debates with my friend Dr. James White. Or you're going to watch a report from what happened in Israel last week, or you're going to be viewing the Line of Fire broadcast for the day, and then some inappropriate ad pops up. I mean, something with pornography or nudity. Well, of course, everybody would be shocked. Now, I don't think that can happen based on guidelines and YouTube requirements and things like that, but I'm using that as an example. We'd all say that's utterly outrageous. If something came up on my channel and it was someone mocking Jesus in the most harsh and vile terms, well, we'd rightly be upset. So I understand why these other individuals are upset, okay? And it was not our intent to upset them. Our intent was to get the video out, and I'm glad, of course, that more and more people are seeing it and will be drawn to it. And someone posted and said, well, I watched the two-minute ad, so it's 2 minutes out of a six-minute video. A woman said that, obviously, same-sex attracted, that just based on the 2 minutes she watched, she's now starting to think that same-sex attraction is wrong. May she go beyond that to find out God's plan for her life. That would be wonderful. And look, the title, Can You Be Gay and Christian, obviously just promoting that is potentially going to get it through algorithms and other things, however they do it, is potentially going to get it on to some LGBT channels. I do understand how that would happen. In any case, what happened previously, right around the same time as ours, I think right ahead of ours, was the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is the largest conservative Christian coalition of attorneys in the world, and which just won a major case in the Supreme Court today, that they had a video telling the story of Baronel Stutzman. She's a grandmother in her 70s, a florist, who did business with gay and lesbian community for years and had gay and lesbian employees over the years. And one of her friends, a gay guy, came in and said that he was going to be marrying his partner and wanted her to do the floral arrangement. She took him by the hand. It was the hardest thing she ever did and said, I can't do that. Because for her, she's an artist. She's going to be doing this as an artist, and it's against her religious beliefs. And she declined and then proceeded to ask, you know, who's walking down the aisle. They've been friends for years. Well, it ends up, offense is taken, she's taken to court, and there's been a crashing verdict against her, and even the attempt to not only bankrupt her business, but take her home and any money in the bank. I mean, it's just crazy how far the thing has gone. Well, a similar thing happened to Jack Phillips with Masterpiece Cakes, and that's the case we'll talk about in a moment in terms of what happened in the Supreme Court. So there is an outcry that the Alliance Defending Freedom ad appeared on some of these channels, and then our ad appeared. Now, and the gay reports and different things, more attention has been focused on our ad being out there and they're showing the video and all of that. But in these other stories, it's mentioning the Baronel Stutzman ad that ran and our ad. And it was Megan Hills who wrote the story here. She said, I cover the boom of new media, especially in the YouTube realm. And we'll try to get a comment to her. She says in her article, it's officially the beginning of Pride Month. However, celebrations at YouTube appear to be lukewarm at best. The video streaming platform, which has long been a haven for independent LGBTQ plus creators, has recently been accused by users and channels of running advertisements by anti-LGBTQ plus brands against creator content. So, look, what I learned and what is fascinating that I didn't know before is that many of these LGBTQ plus channels have also gotten flack from YouTube, that their content is considered controversial. If they have the word gay or transgender, it's considered controversial, and the videos get flagged or the videos get demonetized. The exact same thing that's happened to me. The fact that we do know, though, across the board with Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, even IRS, to bring in something totally different, that conservative Christian groups have been unfairly targeted. That's clear. There's no doubt about that. But interestingly, as YouTube tries to work out what's appropriate, what's not appropriate, and try to have a level playing field for all, which is what they're claiming to do, that folks that have LGBTQ content are experiencing something similar to what we've gone through. Now, we had, at one point, 900 of our videos demonetized in one fell swoop. And something continues to be strange, where all the time we have to request reviews. We have to request someone to actually watch the broadcast and review it. And it has to have a certain reviews within 7 days for them to do it. But I'm talking about Dr. Brown answers your questions. Flagged! Not appropriate for all viewers. Like, what are you talking about? Report from Israel. Flagged. The latest news. Flagged. Dr. Brown talks about the Bible. Flagged. And we have to request a manual review. So we're still getting targeted way, 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 way more than is appropriate. And it's been well documented, seriously documented, to the point that the issues have been raised before Congress that conservative groups are unfairly targeted. But interesting to hear that there's also some similar treatment undergone by others that are as far left as we are conservative and biblical, or as activists for LGBTQ issues as we are for Jesus issues. But bottom line is this. We produced the video as the first in a series called Consider This. If you've seen the fabulous PragerU videos, which are so excellent that most of us have learned so much from, that are convenient and handy and interesting, and with Nobel Prize winners and professors and different well-known people presenting their positions. Well, we felt, let's do a series that's more narrowly evangelical, that has a Messianic Jewish focus, that has a conservative Christian focus, that's more Bible-based. Let's do videos, because PragerU is doing a great job what they're doing, but let's do these videos, and we got some funding, do the first three so far. So video number one is out, Can You Be Gay and Christian? Video number two is almost done, which addresses the question of new conservatives and, you know, can you be an atheist conservative? Or, you know, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner is a conservative Republican, you know, how does that work? And so it's really an interesting one. That one should be out very, very soon. And then the one after that we're about to record, Who Separated the Church from Its Jewish Roots? If you want to connect with us, go to askdrbrown.org, askdrbrown.org, and click on the Consider This banner. We'd love to get many more of these out, and your funding would really help. So go to askdrbrown.org, click on Consider This, all right? And you'll see the banner that'll come across the screen. Click on that to stand with us, or just go to askdrbrown.org/consider this. And right now we just have the one video up, Can You Be Gay and Christian? But eventually, if you just go there, we'll have all the different Consider This videos up, and then they'll all be on our YouTube channel. Well, suffice it to say, we are thrilled with the attention the video is getting. Christians, believers are being edified. Some said it's the best video we've ever done. Some said it's the best concise treatment of the subject they've ever seen. So we really put a lot of prayer and effort and hard work, our team coming together, our video team, a graphics company working with us, donors helping us get it done. And now it's gotten the thing that only God can do. It's gotten right in the thick of things where people are watching it that we wouldn't have gotten to, and they're talking about it. I don't mean by advertising on those channels. I mean by all these reports from Forbes to LGBTQ Nation to all these others. So that's why we put the video out, so that people would watch it and learn the truth about what Scripture says. Now here's another way you could partner with me. Pray that God would use the video to open hearts. Pray that seeking people would be drawn to it, that they'd find hope, that they'd understand, hey, don't put same-sex attraction in some special category. We're a fallen race, human race, all of us with flaws, all of us with weaknesses, all of us with sins to deal with. That's why we need a Redeemer. And rather than studying the Scriptures through the lens of our sexual desires and romantic attractions, instead, we should examine our sexual desires and romantic attractions through the lens of the Scripture. That's what we emphasize in this video. And if you struggle in these areas, find your identity in Jesus. Don't put gay in front or queer in front. I'm a gay Christian. I'm a queer Christian. No, don't put that in front. Well, I want to be honest about things. Well, is everyone going to put out their area of struggle? I'm a gossiping Christian. I'm an adulterous Christian. I'm a lying Christian. I'm a greedy Christian. Are you going to put that first, or I struggle with this and that's no. Put the emphasis on being in Jesus. Put the emphasis on being a son and daughter of God. Let's not make the sexual desires and romantic attractions the big thing. Let's make relationship with the Lord the big thing. All right, we come back. We're going to turn to this Supreme Court decision and then take a broader look at what's happening in America today in terms of moral shifts. Much more to come today on the Line of Fire. Games of the World.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, we knew the decision was coming for weeks now. June was the month it was expected. And perhaps there was thought that there'd be a 5-4 ruling in favor of Jack Phillips' masterpiece, Cakes, who was penalized in Colorado when he declined designing a cake, a wedding cake, for a same-sex couple, found guilty. And the Alliance Defending Freedom stood with him, fought this case. It was heard before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in favor of Jack Phillips and against the Colorado State Commission by a vote of 7-2, with Elena Kagan and Stephen Breyer joining the four strongly conservative justices, plus Anthony Kennedy, who's been a swing vote, Anthony Kennedy writing the majority opinion. This is Michael Brown, and you have tuned in to The Line of Fire. Some of you are like, yeah, finally we're watching again, not just listening. You're back in studio, so thrilled to be here with you, back from an extraordinary trip in Israel, then day of ministry in Baltimore, and then finally back home. And then next this coming weekend, ministering in Italy. So never a dull moment. If you'd like to get into the discussion, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. All right, let me just grab some stuff about this case here. Hang on, I've got it somewhere. Okay, hang on. It's got a lot of papers here. Okay. So here you go. The ruling was very positive. The fact that it was a 7-2 decision is what gets memorialized. The negative was that the justices that joined in, Kagan and Breyer, joined in a very narrow way. Now, the decision is being reported as a narrow victory, which on the one hand is very misleading because a 7-2 vote is a tremendous vote on an issue this divisive in our culture today. That's a tremendous vote. But the ruling itself was a very narrow ruling. It did not address the larger question of what happens when LGBTQ, quote, rights are in conflict with freedoms of speech, religion, and conscience. Now, the reason I say, quote, rights is because I don't believe that I have the, quote, right to walk into any bakery or any florist or any creator, t-shirt designer, and I have the, quote, right to have them make something for me in specific harmony with my religion or conviction. For example, if there was a t-shirt company owned by gay activists, say a gay couple, and I went in there and said, hey, we're doing an outreach at the next gay pride event, and we want to design these t-shirts that says Jesus has a better way than gay, they should be able to decline the business. If they say that's really offensive to us, we're going to be marching in that event, that's a big day to us, that's personally offensive, we can't do it, I'd say that's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine for them to decline that business, all right? If you were a racist, a white racist, and you went into a bakery that was owned by an African-American family, it's a family business passed down, and you said, hey, you know, we think the KKK got a bad rap in our city, and we're having a big celebration, and we want cakes baked that say, long live the KKK. Well, that African-American family absolutely has the right to say, sorry, we're not going to do that for you. That violates our beliefs. Okay, so the sword cuts in many different directions. That's personally insulting to us. In the same way, and notice I've used all kinds of different examples. In the same way, if you went to a Jewish-owned bakery and said, hey, we're doing a fundraiser for Hamas because we think Hamas is doing a great job in the Middle East and we want to support them, you know, and it's going to have like down with Israel, you know, Hamas is great, you know, wear these t-shirts. And of course, the Jewish-owned company would decline the business. Sorry, that's a violation of our convictions and an insult to who we are. And on, from 1,000 different directions, all right? So, of course, it's perfectly appropriate for Jack Phillips to say, you can buy any cake you want. Any cake you want, you can buy. All right? but I'm not going to design a cake for you. It's called Masterpiece Cakes. You know, these folks look at it as like a work of art. I'm not going to design a cake for you in direct violation of my religious beliefs. So what happened was that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, did I call it Colorado State Commission earlier? The Colorado Civil Rights Commission ruled against Phillips. And Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was the swing vote, the vote that went in favor of redefining marriage, and didn't he write the majority opinion? He wrote the majority opinion here. And he said the commission's hostility towards religion, toward Jack Phillips' beliefs, the commission's hostility was inconsistent with the First Amendment guarantee that our laws be applied in a manner that is neutral toward religion. All right, now, the ruling could have gone further. The ruling could have made clear that when there is a conflict between our First Amendment rights and LGBT activism or the perceived rights of another group, and it violates our First Amendment rights, that you always side with the First Amendment rights. It could have made a broader statement, but it didn't. Nonetheless, it sends a loud message. Now, I just spoke with a friend of mine with the Alliance Defending Freedom, and he was getting into more details. I have not yet read any other quotes from the other dissenting or agreeing opinions. But Justice Gorsuch apparently ripped apart the opinion of Elena Kagan, an agreeing position that was very, very narrow in focus and really excoriated her for that, as I was told. So Gorsuch living up to expectations as a little Scalia. But here's something wild, all right? Here's something wild. And friends, this is just some the pushback we told you is going to be coming. Have we told you there's going to be a pushback? Don't know how far it'll go. But LGBT activism overplays its hand, and even people who want to be moderate and sympathetic and affirming, and they're not asking for this. Nor are the great majority of them asking for a 15-year-old boy to be able to use the locker room and shower stall with their 15-year-old daughter and play on their sports teams together. Yeah, I mean, tolerance did not ask for that. So here's something utterly remarkable, and I wrote about it. You can read my article on stream.org about this case. As soon as we heard it, got an article out immediately. The Supreme Court pushes back against the rising tide of anti-religious animus. But you got to hear something shocking. 2015, Justice Alito, in a scathing dissenting opinion to the redefinition of marriage, and he was one of several who wrote scathing dissenting opinions, he warned about what was coming. He specifically said this: "I assume that those who cling to old beliefs will be able to whisper their thoughts in the recesses of their homes. But if they repeat those views in public, they will risk being labeled as bigots and treated as such by governments, employers, and schools." I cite that in my article. So I was looking for Alito's dissenting opinion so I could quote it in my article when I was writing it a few hours ago. And I spotted this remarkable article in the LA Times. I mean, remarkable. Not short-sighted, virtually blind. I mean, the author of the article, Robin Avkarian, takes Alito to task, mocks Alito for being so stupid as to think that such a situation would ever happen, when it was happening all around us for years already. In 2011, and A Queer Thing Happened to America, where I have a whole chapter of the attack on our freedoms through LGBT activism, even there I said you need books longer than my book, which is 700 pages and 1,500 entries, to document what's been happening. It's been happening much more since then. You need book upon book upon book. So the headline, in a bizarre dissent, Justice Alito predicts gays might seek revenge on straights. What? Look, any group that feels it's been oppressed and pushed down, when it rises up, is often going to push back against the other group. I don't care which group it's been, okay? That's going to happen. But I've said for, what, almost 15 years now that those who came out of the closet want to put us in the closet. You didn't have to be a prophet to see that or know that. And here, 2015, this op-ed in the LA Times is mocking that reality. Avkarian wrote, You might have thought that today's landmark Supreme Court decision, speaking of 2015, Obergefell versus Hodges, you might have thought that today's landmark Supreme Court decision represented the end of discrimination against gays who want to marry. But according to one dissenting justice, the decision instead represents a threat to another group of citizens. Who might they be, he asks. People who oppose gay marriage, he writes. And incredibly, I mean, it's incredible to me that he wrote. It's incredible to me that a journalist thought it was incredible. I don't get it. I don't get it. You're writing for the LA Times and other places. You're savvy. You know what's going on. You know the news. You know what's happening all around you. And it'd be like me writing in the 1960s. I can't believe that anyone thinks there's any remnant of segregation left. I mean, it'd be that bizarre. He writes, incredibly, Justice Samuel Alito fretted that it won't be safe to knock gay marriage anymore. Yeah, exactly. And Justice Alito was hardly being prophetic in saying that. The handwriting wasn't just on the wall. It was shouting at us. So the Supreme Court today took a big step, although a narrow step, in the right direction. A big but narrow step in the right direction. Now, here's what we need to do. This is not the time to attack those who are LGBT. This is not the time to get angry and how did this happen and how did this get to court. All right? This is the time to speak up all the more boldly, loudly, clearly, to hold to your convictions, to say, I don't care what the consequences are. I'm going to speak and do what's right. That's number one. Number two, continue to pray for the revival of the church and the turning of the hearts of our nation. And you'll see why. We come back, I'm going to focus on some disturbing stats in terms of how America is turning in the wrong direction. And then reach out with love to LGBT friends and neighbors, because they're going to take this as a slap in their face and oh no, what does this mean? What's coming next? Well, hey, we have our differences, our deep differences based on Bible and our view of family life and various things like that. That being said, we're citizens of the same country. I'm your neighbor. You're my neighbor. And I, for one, am called to love my neighbor, and I intend to do that. We'll be right back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
All right, so let me tell you what adds to the irony of the Supreme Court decision today. The Alliance Defending Freedom is highly respected by many members of Congress. It is world respected for its conservative Christian advocacy. It has major players across the board, even on the liberal side, that recognize the work that they do. And yet the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has become really the worst hate group in America because of the role that it used to play, a positive role, not a negative role it often plays, that they dubbed the ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, an extremist hate group. So there are all these reports about this extremist hate group, the ADF, which wins yet another case in the Supreme Court. And the SPLC continues to disqualify itself from being taken seriously. Now, check this out. On Twitter, I just saw a link on What's Trending. This is a Twitter handle, What's Trending, with 742,000 followers. And What's Trending is us. We're trending. Several LGBT content creators are upset with YouTube after seeing anti-LGBT ads appear before their videos. Yeah, and there's a link to Can You Be Gay and Christian? And then the question, should these ads be considered hate speech? Friends, how long have we told you that this is where it's going, that to just talk about what the Bible says is going to be labeled hate speech? But the good news is, It's getting our video out to a much, much larger audience. And it's happening now in the very same days that the Supreme Court decision comes forth. And ADF, they had one of their videos that played before some gay channels. Again, when you advertise, in case you missed this earlier as we discussed it, we had a couple $1,000s to put into advertising Can You Be Gay and Christian on YouTube, and somehow it ended up being advertised on LGBT channels, and that got people very offended and so on and so forth. There was an ad from the ADF that was talking about the case of Floris Baronel Stutzman, her situation, and that got people upset. So now this is the big news, and here ADF, this alleged extremist hate group, wins yet another case in the Supreme Court. Now, here's the bigger issue. Here's the bigger issue. Gallup just released a poll. I'm sorry, it's May 11th. I just saw it today, but it's May 11th. I should say I just looked at it in more depth today. But it came out May 11th. Americans hold record liberal views on most moral issues. This is Gallup. All right, May 11th. Americans hold record liberal views on most moral issues. Gallup poll May 3rd through 7th indicated that 91% of Americans find birth control morally okay. That there was a time when that was tremendously controversial in our country. Now, here's what I want to point out to you. I want you to look at the chart. If you're watching, you can look at this chart, although I'm going to take you through it over the radio. So it breaks down where we're at, record highs. 73% of Americans think divorce is okay, morally okay. 69% say sex between an unmarried man and woman is morally okay. 65% say gambling is morally okay. 63%, representing a new high, say that gay or lesbian relations are okay. 62% say having a baby outside of marriage, it's now morally okay. 58% say the death penalty is okay. That's a historic low. Doctor-assisted suicide, 57%, that's a historic high. Medical testing on animals, 51% low. Pornography, 36% high. This is record-breaking. This is the highest ever been. And polygamy is now at 17%. 17%. Now, I hate to say I told you so, and I've been telling you so. I don't really hate to, because I want you to know that we've faithfully been talking about this. And I wrote about it, I documented it carefully in Outlasting the Gay Revolution. Now we have further proof. When people say, oh, America's just getting more tolerant, and that's why we accept same-sex marriages and things like that, and that's why we embrace these things. No, we're not getting more tolerant. We're getting less moral. Yeah, there's definitely more tolerance in terms of better treatment of individuals who identify as LGBT. And America's safer for those who identify as LGBT and beyond than it has been before. And although I absolutely stand against the embracing of LGBT activism, I absolutely stand for caring for every individual and making every individual understand that you're created in God's image and that Jesus died for you. And if you're my neighbor, I'm going to love you as my neighbor. That being said, the reason we are embracing same-sex, quote, marriage is not because we are more tolerant. It's because we are less moral. Now, look, what did the media push for years? Same-sex relations. I mean, before Will and Grace and Ellen DeGeneres coming out, and there's been a steady flow of themes and images, be it in comic books, be it in cartoons, be it, you know, mutant as a code word for gay in the X-Men movies and cartoons and all this stuff, all right? There has been very creative efforts. Some things, you know, just blatant, like Brokeback Mountain type stuff, the romance between two men, and all these other things. But one way or another, bombarded, you know, sitcoms where the gay couple is the great couple and the Christians are the bigots, etc. And Hollywood media have very successfully pushed these things. And in the education system as well, and in other ways, in big business, pushing stuff and come out, and we're going to have, you know, celebrating Gabe and you can't say anything against it, and on and on. Well, what has the media been pushing, talking about more in recent years? Polygamy. Polygamy. So what is it? Big Love? My Five Wives? Other major TV series, cable series like this, and Sister Wives, right? So I've been, this one is so recent that I've been charting it. So Gallup, you just go back a few years and you're like at 7% of Americans say that polygamy is morally acceptable. Then a few years back, it's like 12%, 14%. Now it's 17%. Here, pornography? Pornography? 36% of Americans think it's morally okay. Boy, I see the next article I'm writing. 36% of Americans said that pornography is morally okay? Wow. And what's the percentage? Sex between an unmarried man and woman? 69% morally okay? Divorce, morally okay? Now, there are certainly times when divorce is morally right and morally necessary. And the last thing I want to do is hurt or trash or insult or discourage victims of divorce and make you think that you did something wrong when you were a victim and divorce was the morally right choice in the situation, or you're a victim of it. But the vast majority of divorces in America are not morally right. The vast majority are simply a discarding of the sanctity of our marital vows. That's what they're about. And yet, 73% of Americans think divorce is morally okay. This, listen to me. Let me make this as clear as I can. Without this radical shift away from biblical morals, without this radical shift away from traditional family values, we would not be seeing the embrace of homosexuality. It's that simple. Which also means that if America has an awakening, starting in the church, because I laid the blame primarily at the feet of the church, that we did not function properly as salt and light, and that if we had been shining our lights properly, and if we weren't so hypocritical, and if we were reaching out better with the love of God and the fullness of the Spirit, that America would look very different. That if we were more courageous to speak the truth in love, that if we didn't back down and do what was politically correct and financially correct, you know, according to the pundits and what the church growth experts say, and I've got friends that are into church growth, and they're godly people, but I'm speaking a little broadly here for a moment. Allow me, okay? If we didn't wimp out in so many ways, if we didn't keep trying to save our lives rather than honor the Lord, America would look very different. So I put the blame at our feet, in particular leaders. As a leader, I say that. That being said, if we can really turn to God and really, really pray and cry out for awakening, and then we can start to stand up and do what's right, and then we reach out to those who don't know the Lord, and one here and one here and five here and ten there and a family here and a family there, they turn to the Lord and they get wonderfully born again, we can see America turn. That's why I wrote Saving a Sick America. I felt God laid on my heart, write a book on the fall and rise of America. Not the rise and fall. I mean, we can all talk about the fall, but the fall and rise. So look, in the natural, everything's heading in the wrong direction. But my eyes are not based on the natural. My eyes are based on looking to the Lord. And what's impossible with people is possible with God. Hey, tomorrow I'm going to have in the studio with me Daniel Kalenda. Daniel is a graduate of our ministry school in Pensacola. He has literally led millions of people to the Lord in Africa. He is a powerful evangelist, and we're going to be talking about evangelism. We're going to be talking about the power of God to set the captives free. I'm talking about Fire School of Ministry, so don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. And hey, thank you so much for praying for me during the momentous trip I had to Israel recently. God bless.